The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. Linguistic links. What's in a name? We must consider names and labels as we attempt to trace the people of Israel through history. What can we learn from names? What we call ourselves defines for others who we are. We're also defined by the labels others apply to us, whether factual or fabricated. The name of the land in which we live or were born, and the name of the land of our ancestry. We must consider names and labels as we attempt to trace the people of Israel through history. In the Bible, the people of Israel are sometimes called the sons of Isaac. God promised that the name of Isaac would continue to identify Israel as a people. See Genesis chapter 21, verse 12. In biblical times, the Hebrew language was written with no vowels. Thus, Isaac would have been spelled simply S-K or S-C in the English equivalents of the Hebrew characters. We should not consider it astonishing that shortly after the exile of the 10 tribes, the term Sa-K-A, the letters for the name Isaac with the Latin plural ending A-E, identified the new settlers in the Black Sea region of Scythia. The Assyrians similarly spoke of the emergence of the Ishkuza and the Persian Medians of the Saka, both derivations of the name Isaac, both distinctly having S and K consonants. The Behistun Rock, a mural carved in stone near present-day Behistun, Iran, provides linguistic clues to the understanding of several ancient languages. The rock relief dates from the reign of Darius I of Persia, around 522 to 486 BC. Its depiction of conquered foreign kings paying homage was inscribed in the Old Persian, Elamite, and Babylonian languages. One sees Skuka, king of the temporarily subjugated Asiatic branch of Scythians, pictured as the last one in line. The Behistun Rock describes him as the king of the Scythians, Saka or Cimmerians, pronounced Gimiri in Babylonian. The Greek historian Herodotus wrote that the Persians called Scythians Sakai. Later, the Greek writer Ptolemy referred to the Sakai as Saxons. These terms were often used synonymously. British historian Sharon Turner tells us, in his book, The History of the Anglo-Saxons, Volume 1, the Saxons, that is, the Saxons who migrated to the British Isles, were a Scythian tribe, and of the various Scythian nations, the Sakai or Sakai are the people from whom the descent of the Saxons may be inferred, with the least violation of probability. Sakai Suna, or the sons of the Sakai, abbreviated into Saxun, which is the same sound as Saxon, seems a reasonable etymology of the word Saxon. What is the origin of the name Cimmerian? The Assyrian conquerors of the northern 10 tribes called them Beit Qumri, or Gomri, meaning the house of Omri. Omri was one of the most militarily successful kings of the Kingdom of Israel. He founded his own dynasty of kings. Inscriptions of the time refer to the Israelite kingdom as the land or house of Omri. In Greek we find the forms Kimmeri, Kimmeroi, and Timri, and, in Latin, Kimbri, Kimbrians, and Simbras as the equivalents of the Assyrian Qumri. Later history records the migration to Europe of Celtic tribes bearing these names, some into Jutland and others into Gaul. The Gauls called themselves Kimris, but the Romans labeled them Celts, Galli, Gallus, and Galates. Galatians. The Hellenistic and Roman conquerors renamed the area of Gilead, once home of the exiled Israelite tribes of Gad, Reuben, and half of Manasseh, Gaulonitis. Curiously, the term Gaul, whether Gallo or Gallus in Latin, Galler or Waller in Celtic, Waller or Walla in German, or Gaulois in French, seems to carry the same meaning, stranger, traveler, or exile. To the Celts, the words Gael and Scythe both meant stranger or traveler. God had told the 10 tribes of Israel they would become wanderers. See Hosea chapter 9, verse 17. When we understand that the Hebrew for carried captive, as used in describing the Assyrian deportation of the Israelites out of Gilead into exile, is the word Gela, and its modern derivatives are Galut, Galo, or Gallo. We have come full circle. This linguistic journey ties together a few of the many labels applied to the exiled ten tribes as the House of Omri and the Sons of Isaac.
Thanks for listening to Linguistic Links, What's in a Name? In the booklet, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.